Okay, hey, so Diamond Dave Nichols, longtime volunteer here at KPCW, runs Park City Day Tours, a company dedicated to turning a simple free day into a full mountain experience. By handling all the logistics, driving, timing, tickets, they let visitors and locals relax into the scenery, stories, and spontaneous moments. We're going to talk about what makes a truly great day trip, the hidden corners around Park City, and how thoughtful planning can turn a short visit into a lifelong memory. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
Right on. So what has been your career path that led you to Park City Day Tours?
I don't think we have enough time in the show for that, guys. Well, you know, right out of high school, started packing airplanes on the ramp in LaGuardia Airport. Just was infatuated by airplanes and whatnot and travel in general. And spent a good summer there. Started out, as I say, right out of high school, packing airplanes, directing airplanes, parking them, the whole bit. And then when they found out that I could read and write English, they put me upstairs to the customers, which was a completely different situation. So a lot of background in the airline industry, and then ended up working for a couple tour and travel companies. While I was in college, and kept my job with the airline at the same time, as I had a lateral transfer out working with an old East Coast airline called Piedmont.
Oh yeah.
And found myself working for a sightseeing and tour company that specialized in tours to Aspen, and they were actually out in California, and they specialized in that. Before long, opened up a tour and travel agency myself with my background of contracts and net fares and whatnot with the airlines, all their tariffs and whatnot. And then, as I say, opened up the agency in Santa Monica, gosh, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago. Did really, really well our first year in business, actually. We grossed over $2 million, which was amazing. Notice I said gross. I won't tell you how much we got to keep.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, that was super fun and a real, real, real busy, busy time pretty much while the internet was just starting to come on board. Everybody was calling for flights and vacations and tours. And then I was invited out here to Park City. Decided to keep the company going in Santa Monica at the same time. Voice over IP just came on board, so the phones would ring, and I would answer them, and people didn't know that I was not in Santa Monica.
Oh, yeah.
I was out here. So that worked out well. I still had some staff with the storefront in Santa Monica. It was going well. But decided to, you know, start doing a little bit of local marketing here in Park City. And evolved, if you will, into a local tour and travel agency here.
Yeah, so what kind of services do you offer?
Well, we're still fully certified with IATA, International Air Travel Association Network. So, you know, if someone needs a ticket to Germany and they don't want to pay, you know, full fare or something like that, we'll get them a net fare, try and give them a good deal on that, give them some service, personalized service as well. Let's say they just want a vacation to Hawaii, or they want a full service kind of a guy to handle all their details for a trip to Tahiti. We're doing that now for a client as well. Or just maybe a nice cruise somewhere. You know, we'll get them a little bit of value and some service, which is, again, one of the advantages of dealing with an agent, because some of those agencies will have contracts with the different cruise lines to maybe shipboard credit or maybe cabin upgrades. So a little bit extra that you get value and service dealing with an agent. And then, of course, the local tours here in Park City.
So, I was going to say that. So not just the tours here, but you can help people do other stuff. So locals can give you a shout and say, yeah, I feel like taking a cruise to Alaska.
Yeah, good. Definitely. Work on that as well for them.
So how do seasons change what you offer? You know, what does an ideal winter day trip look like versus an ideal summer or fall trip?
Well, our most popular tour is the full Park City Day Tour, which includes Main Street here, little history on some of the mines. We go up to the Ontario Mine, pass through that, down to the Olympic Park, then on down to, after Olympic Park, we pass the Utah Film Studios, head on down to Midway. They get to see the Utah Crater. which used to be the Midway Crater, I guess. We'll go across to Zermatt. They'll get some delights, Swiss delights over there at the bakery, you know, some chocolates or what have you. We'll take them over to Wasatch Park, and then they'll get to relax and eat their bear claws or what have you there and drink their coffee. So they get to go outdoors and experience also Jordanelle State Park. And these tours are really year-round, but when it comes to some of the seasonal tours, those are obviously Guardsman's Pass, which is only open certain times of the year, right? As well as our Uinta Mira Lake tour. Again, just because of the roads, only open certain times of the year. But we try to give everybody, you know, a really good experience. We take pride in being able to give them the history of the town. Some little tidbits that, you know, they might not know otherwise if they weren't dealing with someone who's lived here. One of our tour guides, matter of fact, was one of the station managers here for a while. He produced a number of documentaries about Park City and is very, very knowledgeable. And people are so lucky when they get to have him as their tour guide. For example, the Glenwood Cemetery. I had no idea of all the history that was behind that cemetery. And it's super fun and exciting to be able to share all that with people and take pride in our city and be able to share everything that we have to offer here in Park City.
So it sounds like there can be some sort of customization, curation, depending on what the individual client wants in terms of these kinds of tours, but that you also have gone out of your way to hire people who are invested in the locality.
Oh, definitely. You know, we want all our drivers to have the knowledge, the history, anything that a client is asking us in terms of history, we want to make sure we can answer accurately and appropriately, for sure.
Yep. So for locals who think they already know the area, what would a curated day trip, what do you think they could learn that was new?
Well, for example, like I said, they might have heard about the cemetery, but did they know that it was purchased for $100? Did they know that there was a time that unfortunately was a lot of vandalism that occurred there? Did they know that everybody that's buried there had to have been a member of a fraternal organization? And that their fraternal symbol is what's on their gravestone. And one of the reasons why, for example, they were members and took membership in these fraternities so they could get health insurance, so they could be assured a decent burial, so they could have religious activities as well. So this was all part of the history of the Glenwood Cemetery, and I knew nothing about that until one of my drivers told me, as a matter of fact.
Wonderful. Yeah. So as we're wrapping this up, if whether someone books a tour with you or not, let's just say a listener has one free day in Park City, mm-hmm. and they have no idea where to start. Whether they book a tour with you, what three pieces of advice would you give them?
Well, I would definitely make sure they had an opportunity to drive down or walk up and down Main Street, for sure. Definitely a stop over at the Olympic Park. I mean, there's just so much to see there and do there as well. I mean, they have these video things where you could stand on a make-believe ski jump with a green screen in front of you and jump. And I actually had a client the other day that didn't crash because most of them crashed on that. So that's super fun. And then, if the time permits, is a trip down to, you know, the Heber Valley and Midway. I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful down there. You know, the mountains and the views, a trip around Deer Creek Reservoir, maybe a trip on the train. That's one of our other tours, actually, where we'll pick people up at the hotels and bring them over to the Heber Creeper.
Great.
And they get to see Deer Creek Reservoir.
And the website and the website is www.parkcitydaytrips.com, right?
That's correct.
Phone number 435-565-4730.
That's correct.
Excellent.
And there's brochures over at the Tourist Center
Good.
As well.
Hey, Dave Nichols, Diamond Dave Nichols, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Mountain Money on KPCW. Please subscribe to the Mountain Money podcast to stay on top of all the latest episodes of KPCW's Mountain Money.
If you have any ideas for Mountain Money, please shoot us an email at mountainmoney@kpcw.org.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the show, make sure you leave a review no matter how you listen. And we'd appreciate it if you clicked 5 stars.